Oh, hey, honey. How did I know you'd still be sitting up waiting for me? I knew you'd be up, but I thought you'd be in bed, not just sitting upright in the living room, peeping out the window every time a car goes by. You were really waiting up for me, huh? Couldn't wait for me to get back. Why do you look so tense? Oh, because of your fantasy from the other night? You thought I'd. You sound so nervous. Babe, Christina, Emma, and I were just having dinner and a couple of drinks. So that's why you're sitting here in boxers, peeping out the window every time a car goes by. Oh my God. You're serious about it, aren't you? I wasn't really sure if you were actually into it. The idea that your girlfriend would go out to a bar all dressed up, well, like this, and then being a total slut really gets you going. You were sitting up here, heart racing, palms all dry and sweaty, something all caught in your throat, all because you were wondering if I was out there getting bent over the back of some guy's car. Aww. Do you even have your phone, or are you just sitting here getting hard looking out at the garden? How was dinner? Oh, I think you're trying to just change the topic. Here, let me give you a bit of a massage to help you relax. You look so tense. Oh yeah, dinner was go so good. Emma's much better now. She was a bit down last time because Ben and her had just broken up. I think Christina's had a lot to do with that. You know how she is. So, apparently, they went out on Tuesday night. Christina's idea. You know how she's always saying you've got to get 8 inches of distance from your ex when you go through a breakup. Fresh dicks taste best. That's what Christina says. Anyway, she really wanted Emma to get some, so she texted Adam, giving him instructions to turn up at the bar when they were like 5 tequilas deep. You remember Adam, right? No. Oh, he was the guy with Christina at New Year's, kind of muscly. You were probably too busy looking at Christina. Remember, she was wearing that super tight, low-cut red dress, and her tits kept falling out when she was dancing. Oh, yeah, that you remember, huh? Apparently, they snuck off down that grassy hill just before midnight. Christina said the only fireworks she saw were the ones that he was shooting into her pretty face. She's so naughty. While we were up there in the house having a midnight kiss, she's down there, grass stains on her knees, gasping for air, makeup ruined, begging him to come on her face. Oh, wow. Your cock really jumped there. It is kind of hot, isn't it? So Tuesday night, Christina and Emma are having tequilas, and Christina's telling the story about New Year's Eve. She's told Emma that Ben was fine in bed, but every now and then you just need something more than what your boyfriend has. You need a guy that makes you wet between your knees, that's going to make you beg and moan, someone who's going to hit those back walls when your boyfriend just won't cut it. Someone who is going to make you his slut. Christina can be very convincing when she wants to. Anyways, she was curious, and as she starts having a few drinks, She's getting more interested in asking Christina what he feels like and what it's like to be fucked by a man like him. And just as Emma is asking how big is his dick, Adam arrived and Christina says, "Why don't you just ask him yourself?" Can you believe it? Christina said that once Adam arrived, Emma was able to hold out for like two more drinks before Adam was able to get her onto the dance floor. And at that point, it was game over. 15 minutes later, Emma's on all fours screaming his name in his truck behind the bar. Can you believe it? My friends are so easy. Christina's such a bad influence. But dinner was really good. We ended up going to that tapas place I like. And then, well, Christina suggested we go next door to the new tequila bar. Christina started asking me all about you. Yeah. And I had to tell them about your fantasy, babe. They were telling me about New Year's and Tuesday, and I just had to. I told them how you get turned on when I wear those short dresses you buy me, and how you get hard when you see guys checking me out in my bikini at the beach. I told them how you were fucking me the other day and you whispered in my ear that you wanted me to be a dirty little slut. I know I can't believe I told them either. I know I can't believe I told her that. She's going to have such a little smirk on her face the next time you see her. It was so embarrassing. Then all of a sudden, Adam and this other guy walk up to our table. Christina must have invited them. I thought we were going to talk about something else, but Christina was like, "Hey guys," she was just telling us about this nastiest little fantasy her boyfriend has. "Go on and tell them." I didn't know what to do. My throat was so dry, but I was like, "My boyfriend wants me to be a dirty little cum slut for other guys, and so do I." Adam wanted to know exactly what I meant. "I want someone like you to fuck my face and make me spit and gag on your cock. I want you to come on my pretty little face and mouth and make me swallow your load like the cum slut I am." Oh. Can you taste him on me, baby? Can you taste how much of a slut I was for him? How I got down on my knees for him in the bathroom of the tequila bar? How I let his strong arms push his big cock into your girlfriend's pretty eager mouth? Lie down. I want to ride your face while you lick me. You ready? Good. Before he took me to the bathroom, Adam said, "So that's the fantasy. You want to be my cum slut?" And I was about to say yes, but then I remembered something else you'd whispered. "I want a random guy to take me and make me bend over and moan like the dirty little whore I am." Oh. That's it, baby. Keep licking. Can you taste his friend's cum in my pussy? He pulled me up from the bathroom floor, cum still dripping on my face, and dragged me through the restaurant to this car outside. Was his sled bent over the hood of the car, still warm from when they'd arrived? Oh, my pussy was so wet. He fucked me so good, babe. I think some of the people leaving the bar could hear me. Please keep fucking me. Oh, come in me. Show my boyfriend how much of a good slut I can be. That's it. That's it, babe. I'm gonna come. Keep going. Keep stroking your dick for me. Stroke your cock for me. Come on, baby. Don't stop. Oh, yeah, don't stop. I think you better get used to this.